Today is a very auspicious day for Krishna and Balaram and all the residents of Vrindavan. We feel separate from their reality because we identify with this body and with the place we're living. We think we're Indian and we think we're from Delhi. But we should identify with the associates of Krishna and Lord Gauranga. We should identify with their place, their Janamstan, their Leelastan. Because these will become our family members, Nityaparikar, Nityaparishad. Now we have Parivar, families, Gotras, families, but these are all Asat, Asat Parivar, temporary. We will be separated from our dear ones and near ones by the force of time, the crushing force of time. But we'll never be separated from the Nityaparishads, or the Nityaparikars, the eternal associates of Radha and Krishna, and the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya. We will never be disassociated or separated from them. They're called Nitya Parishad. Right? Nitya Parishad means eternal associates, and we are also eternal, Satchidananda. And the Atma is meant to realize his or her eternal relationship with the Nitya Parishads and his or her eternal relationships with the Nitya Dham and his or her relationship with the Eternal Lord, Nityananda, Chaitanya. Chaitanya, living force, Nityananda, eternal bliss. This is the sub and substance of the spiritual world. It's alive eternally and saturated with bliss. So, the more we hear about Krishna's pastimes and his associates, then we become attracted. You can't become attracted to something. What to speak of attached? Karshan and Rati. Karshan, attraction. Rati, attachment. There can't be any attraction without hearing or some sense experience, Shravanam or Deki, Rupam, Vapu. We have to see something to be attracted to it. Something we've never seen, something we never heard about, something we've never smelled or touched or had no experience of. Can we be attracted to it? No. Can we become tightly attached to it, strongly attached to it? No. So then the question is, how do we become attracted to Krishna? Krishna means Krishna, Karshan, attraction, Krishna Ananda. That attraction which fills us with bliss, which saturates us with joy, and fulfills every part of our being, fulfills our mind, senses, intelligence, heart, emotions, feelings, Krishna. But how to be attracted? We've never seen. We've seen our mother, our father. We've seen Delhi, Chandigarh, Haridwar. This war, that war. Or this bad, that bad. Ghaziabad, Faridabad. So many bad places we've seen. We've seen many bad places. Ghaziabad, Faridabad, Taklabad, Dalabad, Dalabad. Very, very bad. Every place in the material world is bad. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. This is Mrityu Lok. This is Mrityulok, and that is Golok. In Golok you go. Go, go, go. Golok. You go, and you go, and you go, and you never stop. But this is Mrityulok, which means you go, and then Khatam ho gaya. Party's over. Goodbye. Chalo. Mrityu. Maran. What do you say? Maran. Business over. Close the shop. Body finished. But Goloka is called Goloka. Go, go, and go. Eternally. Sat Dham. Sat Chit Ananda. So this auspicious day, if we live in Krishna's world, if we live with Krishna's associates, we'll always be asking ourselves two questions. Where are Radha and Krishna? Where are Nitai and Gaur? And all their associates right now, today? It's already established where we are and what we're doing. It's well known what we are, who we are, what we are doing. But, okay, today is 20th. It's the 20th of April. And it's Chaitra Mas. Okay, that we may know if we know some Panchang. And then if we're really expert, we know that today is Purnima. Purnamasi. Okay, that's nice. But then, following my questions, where are Radha and Krishna today? Where is Gauranga today? Where is Nityananda today? Where are their associates? Where is Alita, Vishaka, Rupa Manjari? Where is Gadadhar? Narahari Sakar? Where is Mari Gupta? Where are they today? And what are they doing? God knows. Because he's God. He knows where he is. And we know where we are. And we want to find more about where we are. We get the newspaper. It falls on our doorstep every day. Here you are, Delhi. Delhi News. Metro. Metro News. International News. Metro for Delhi is... Metro News here is Delhi. But if you go to Bombay or Mumbai, then the Metro News is not about Delhi. It's about Bollywood. Bollywood News. They have Metro News of Mumbai, then there's a special section called Bollywood, right? Imitation. Nakli Hollywood. Nakli. There's Asli Hollywood. It's in Los Angeles. Hollywood. This is all the movie stars, cinema stars, Hollywood. But then India has to make everything nakli. So they have Hollywood, so we have Bollywood. You understand? The nakli. Imitation. So it's good to imitate something good, but it's bad to imitate something bad. Hollywood is bad. Holly bad. Hollywood. So now they're imitating something bad. Johnny Walker, it's bad. Don't imitate it. McDonald's, it's bad. Don't imitate it. But India wants to imitate. So today in Vrindavan, in Nitya Vrindavan, Nitya Dham, Golok Dham, is Chaitra Purnima, and this is Vasant. This is the end of Vasant Ritu, spring season. And you can see there's a mixture here. There's some cool nights and warm days, and sometimes days are sprinkled with cool breezes, and we're feeling some relief. Ah, nice. Some heat, but some cool. Sometimes we feel that there's a giant air cooler over our heads, and some cool breeze comes when we're moving here and there. But when Chaitra and Vaishak and Kaur and Bhadra, when these months come, May and June, no tanda hawa. It's about garam. Lu is coming, very, very hot. So this is last day of spring. And we see in our Vaishnava Panchang, it says, Krishna Vasant Utsav. Krishna Vasant Utsav. Balaram Rasa Yatra. Appearance day of Vamshi Varuna Thakur. Appearance day of Shamananda Prabhu. So we hear about the associates and the Lord. Where is the Lord? Oh, we found out. We got the news from our Panchang, our Vaishnava calendar. Oh, there's the news. Something about Krishna. It's an Utsav. And something about Balaram. It's a Yatra, a Rasa Yatra. Oh, and where are the associates of Krishna and Balaram? And where are the associates of Gaur Nitai? Oh, here's Vamshi Varuna Thakur. And here's Shamananda Prabhu. Very interesting. Well, I want to be attracted to them. And I want to be attracted to this Utsav and this Yatra. But I never heard about it. I've never seen it. And I never seen these associates. I never heard about them. So, can you tell me something? So on days like this, we're meant to travel. We're meant to go to Goloka. We're meant to enter the Nitya Dham and get a taste for, oh, just like some friend might say, oh, I left Delhi, I moved to Hawaii. I live in Maui. I sold my apartments in Greater Kailash, and now I've moved to Maui. Maui's a beautiful island in the Pacific. It's part of the Hawaiian group, Maui. I'm living in Maui. You should come visit me. You'll really like it. So then you take a trip to Maui, and you get there and say, wow, unbelievable. No mosquitoes? Day or night? No flies? Used to be like this, I don't know now. There's no flies, no mosquitoes, no pigs, no poisonous snakes, no poisonous scorpions, only papayas, papita. You know, papita this big. The huge, not injection style, chemical style, natural. mangoes like this, aam, bari aam, like this. Maui. So you go there, it's all so beautiful place. I don't want to, and you see, you experience, you become attracted. And then he takes you there, you stay 1 month there, you say, oh, I don't want to leave, I can't go back to Delhi, this is paradise, this is heaven on earth. I'm very attached here. He said, yes, buy the land next to mine, build your house. Forget that Delhi. The place is hell. Helly, smelly Delhi. So you had experience. You heard, you saw, you felt. You went there, you got attracted. Then you became attached. Karshan, Rati. Then you called your wife. Oh, I visited my friend, my old college friend in Maui. We're going to move here. What? My mother. We can't leave Delhi. How can we move? So he comes back and they make arrangements and choop, move off to Maui. So today in Vrindavan, this is Chaitra Purnima. And Balaram has his rasa dance there. And he was in Dwarka living after he left Vrindavan. He went to Mathura, then Dwarka with Krishna. And then he was feeling something. We have to ask two questions. How can Balaram left Dwarka? He left Krishna. And he came to Vrindavan. So it brings up a question. How can Balaram leave Krishna? They're inseparable. Balaram's rasa is very interesting. Balaram's rasa is vatsalya mixed with sakya and dasya. He's like a parent, a mother, a father. He's like in this mood. Older brother. Older brother has that mood. Dauji. The older brother. So he has that, his mood. This is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Nityananda. Describes Nityananda's bhav towards Lord Chaitanya. His vatsalya mixed with dasya and sakya. Nityananda's Balaram. So he's his cowherd boyfriend. Everyone knows he's a gopa. That's quite understood. He's a gopa and they go cowherd and go charan lila and uttara goshtran lila. And they go back and forth. And they do. But this is Balaram's mood towards Krishna. So how can he leave Krishna? And he came 2 months in Chaitra Vaishak. He came 2 months to Vrindavan. Then the other question is, well, Balaram went to Vrindavan. And he left Krishna in Dwarka. But how come Krishna didn't go? Why did Krishna stay there? These are two questions that can rise, which the Bhagavatam will answer in the commentaries. So Balaram has come to Vrindavan from Dwarka. He's already been here 1 month. He's been here 1 month with all the gopis and met everyone. And tonight is his rasa dance in a place called Sri Ramgat, which is about 25 minutes from Vrindavan up the Yamuna. It's called Sri Ram Ghat. Krishna has Vamshivat. Vamshivat, Yamunapulin, and Vamshivat, Govindastali, and Govindagat, all these places by Keshigat. This area, Keshigat, and further is Yamunapulin, Dir Shamir, and then Vamshivat. This is Krishna's Rasastali. He has his rasa there. With his gopis, with his priyasakis, his priyasangani. But Balaram, his rasa dance, a little separate. As he wants his privacy. And he has his gopis also. Because Balaram also has his madhurya aspect. His madhurya ras. He has his gopis. So tonight is that yatra. Yatra is that festival, that wonderful joy that Balaram, under the Purnima, Chaitra Purnima, he'll be on the banks of the Yamuna with his gopis. And then Krishna will, so we hear from the Bhagavatam. This is described by Vedavyasa in chapter 65. Balaram goes to Vrindavan. Sri Shuku Vacha, Balabhaja Kuru Shesta Bhagavan Ratam Ashtita Surit Didriksha Utkanta Prayayo Nanda Gokulam. O best of the Kurus, once Balaram was eager to visit his well-wishing friends. Utkanta. He mounted his chariots and he traveled to Nanda Gokul. Vrindavan has many names. We say Sridham Vrindavan or Nanda Gokul or Brajadham, Brajabhumi. So these are the affectionate names. Nanda Gokul. But that place which is filled with Nanda Maharaj's cows. Nanda Gokul. Nanda Maharaj's cows are wandering all over that land. Brajadham, Nanda Gokul. Parishvaktas chirotkanter gopir gopibir evacha. Ramo bivadya pitarav Ashirbir Abhinandita. Having suffered the anxiety of separation, the gopas of Vrindavan and their wives, they embraced Balaram. Lord Balaram offered respects to his parents, Yashoda and Nanda, and they joyfully greeted him with prayers. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who was a great commentary on the Bhagavatam, he lived in the 17th century in India, he quoted a verse here to glorify Balaram. Nityananda sarupapi prema tapto vrajokasam jajo krishnam apityaktva yastam ramam muhustuma. Let me repeatedly glorify Balaram. Although Balaram is the original form of eternal bliss, Nityananda, due to the pangs of love and separation from the residents of Braj, he went to see them, even at the cost of leaving Krishna. So our question, how could Balaram leave Krishna? The answer is given here. Because of his viraha bhav, vipralamba bhav, his great separation. Although he's Nityananda. Nityananda means you've got everything. Because what does everyone want? But all the money we want, all the money we're acquiring and accumulating, possessions, objects, positions, possessions, friends, associates, we're accumulating all these things and collecting all these things for one purpose. Anand, sukh, happiness, joy. Because if someone has no joy, that you say, what do you think of your house? Burn it. What do you think of your job? I quit. What do you think of your life? I give it up. Because you may have so many things, but if you have no joy in your life, you have nothing. Your house is meaningless. You may have a 10 crore house in Delhi. If you have no happiness there, it's zero. It's worth nothing. There's no value. So Nityananda, this is the irony. That's why Vishnas is quoting this verse. On one side, the Shastras are saying, you're Nityananda. This is a verse not describing Lord Chaitanya's Nityananda. It's describing Balaram from Skanda Purana, I think. You have all the bliss. You're eternally blissful. You're made of bliss. You're Srupanand. Srupanand, you're Anand. Your Srupa is made of bliss. So what are you lacking? What deficiency do you have? What do you need? You have bliss, and that's what everybody wants. You may have no money, but if you have bliss, you're a winner. You're the richest man if you have joy. Jai Gorni Sai Ki Jai, Radha Krishna Ki Jai. So what was he missing? What was missing from Nityananda, Balaram? Gopi Prem. The gopi's Prem was missing because he was in Dwarka. He was at Revati, he was with his mother. So many people were there. And Dwarka Prem and all the Prem and love of the Dwarkavasis. But he was missing, he was gopi viraha, this gopi prem is viraha, feeling separation from that sweet, intimate, confidential, natural flow of love of the gopis of Vrindavan. So it was so powerful, that separation was so powerful, he ran away from Krishna. Balaram left Krishna. Goodbye, I'm going. Hey, wait, where are you going? I'm going to Vrindavan. I can't stand it anymore. I must go. Look, it's springtime now. Vasant Panchami has already come. So he's in Dwarka. Vasant has already started. Vasant Ritu starts then. Vasant Panchami in Maghmas. Then after Maghmas comes Falgun. Then after Falgun comes Chaitra. So it was the end of Falgun and Balaram's in Dwarka. He said, listen, Krishna, don't you? It's springtime. Don't you feel something? My heart is pulling me. My heart is pulling me. My mind is pulling me to Braj. Look at this Falgun Purnima. You see this Falgun Purnima? And it's setting over the ocean here in Dwarka. Isn't this an Udipan? Don't you remember Braj, Ras Purnima? And Krishna says, yes, Dauji, I remember too much. So I'm leaving, goodbye. Balaram says, I'm leaving, goodbye, I can't wait. So then the first day of Chaitra, he left without Krishna because of this virahabhav. This Braja Prem is so compelling, so attractive that who is Balaram? Who is Balaram? Balaram is Sankarshan. Samyak Karshana. Sankarshan means he who attracts everyone. The force of gravity, Anatta Shesh, is the expansion of Sankarshan, Balaram. Anatta Shesh is holding up the universe and pulling everything together, holding everything together. Sam Karshan. Complete attraction. He is Sankarshan. He is made of ultimate attraction, but yet Sankarshan became attracted to Gopi Prem. The Braja Gopi's Prem has more Karshan than Sankarshan. Sankarshan means that personality who possesses complete Karshan. The totality of Karshan, attractive power, is with him, with Balaram. Sankarshan, Balaram. But yet, and he's so powerful, Balaram. And these little Braja Abalas. Abala means the gopis. This is the word they use in Sanskrit, Abal. He's Balaram. Physical strength, spiritual strength, spiritual power. You remember Nityananda, you get spiritual power. Nityananda Shakti. Right? This is the preaching. Preaching Shakti is Nityananda Shakti. This is life. Life means eternity and bliss. So if one is saturated with eternity and bliss, then he has life and he can preach. This is Nityananda Shakti. Nityananda Shakti means this. You're tasting Anand. And you've touched the eternal. Nityananda. So, Sankarshan, Nityananda, Balaram, these Abala, these little gopis. Abala means no strength. Abal. It's pretty simple, right? Abal. They're so little lotus stem arms, very skinny arms, and little gopis. But Balaram, running. Not because of their form or their vapu, because of the form of their love. So Vishwanath is saying that this gopi prema is so strong, so powerful, that Balaram ran away from his family. Balaram ran away from his mother. Balaram ran away from his father and all of his relatives and ran away from Krishna. Dustijam sojananam aryapatam chahitva. Dustijam aryapatam. Dustijam swajanam aryapatam chahitva. This is all told later, earlier in the Bhagavatam, Rus section. So he did, dustijam, he also swajanam. Balaram ran away. After being 1 month, on this night he had this rasa dance. Chiram na pahidarsharha sanujo jagadishwaraha it yavropyankam alingya netre shishchatur jale. Nanda and Yashoda, when they met Balaram, they offered a prayer. O Lord of the universe, O descendant of Darshaha, please, you and your younger brother Krishna, ever protect us. Saying this, they raised Balaram onto their laps, embraced him, and moistened him with their tears from their eyes. Now, remember, Balaram is about what age at this time? 80 years old, 90 years old? He's not a baby. Balaram's 90 years old. Nabe Sal. He's 90 years old, and his mother Yashoda picked him up and put him on her lap. It says, raised him. They raised him on their lap. Come on, sit on my lap. So Balaram is sitting on the... Balaram with his Vatsalya Bhav for Krishna. Now he's Yashoda's Vatsalya Bhav for Balaram. Oh, please sit on my lap. You're my baby. Oh, my baby. You're 90 years old, but you're my baby. This is Vatsalya Bhav. Vatsalya Bhav is Nitya Bhav. Once my baby, always my baby. And he didn't say, oh, come on, Mom, no. Mom, come on, don't do that. Don't kiss me. Don't smother me in kisses. I won't sit on your lap. He said, okay. It's Prem Bhav. Prem Sambandha. So then Vishwanath rephrases what their prayer was. Yashoda and Nanda said, everywhere we hear that you, Balaram, and your brother Krishna are lords of the universe. In other words, we've heard everywhere from rishis, Bhaguri Rishi and Durvasa Muni. They've come here and they've told us from the Puranas that Krishna and Balaram are the Jagadishvara and Jagannath, the lords of the universe. We heard this. That's why they're repeating this prayer. So, since you're the lord of the universe, why don't you protect your elderly parents? We're your parents. You're protecting the whole universe, and we're in the universe, aren't we? But you're not protecting us. Saying this, first Nanda Maharaj and then Yashoda put Ram on their laps by force, kissed him and embraced him and drenched him with tears. Ram means Balaram. Nityananda Balaram. So first, Nanda Maharaj. He picked up his son. Hey, come on my lap. Embraced him and kissed him. And then Mother Yashoda said, hey, come on. And then Mother Yashoda took Balaram and put him on her lap. Kissed him. These are scenes to be meditated on. Scenes to be thought about and felt. This is called Leela Drishti. Seeing the Leela. Shastra Chakshush. Shastra Chakshush. The eye of Shastra. The Shastra is meant to show us reality. The Shastra is meant to show us Bhagavan. The Shastra is meant to show us ourselves. Atma Drishti. Atma Drishti. See the self. Atma. Bhagavan Drishti. See God. Divya Drishti. See the spiritual Paravyom. Chittam, Anandam, Nityadam. Shastra gives that vision if our hearts are open by Sharanagati. The heart becomes open by Sharanagati, Sharanapati, Sharanapati, Bhagavan Sharanagati. By surrendering to Bhagavan, then the heart becomes open. And with the open heart, one can have Divya Drishti. You can have Bhagavan Drishti, Atma Drishti. So this is, it's being shown here. That this is their prem. Now we can see the development, how this goes. Kopa vridamsh vidhivad yavishter abhivandita yata vayo yata sakyam yata sambananam atmana samupetya yata gopalan hasya hasta krihadibi vishantam sukamasinam paprachu Paryupagata, Prishtas Chanamayam Shwesha, Prema Gada Gadgadaya Gira, Krishna Kamala Patakshe, Sanyas Akila Radhasa. Then Balaram, he interacted. First, he interacted with the most important personalities there, his mother and father, Yashoda and Nanda. And then he interacted with the other personalities. He paid proper respect to the elder coward men and the younger ones, and they all greeted him respectfully. He met everyone with smiles, handshakes, and so on, dealing personally with each one according to age, degree of friendship, and family relationship. So everything's very individual, everything's very personal. Then after resting for a short time, Balaram accepted a comfortable seat, and then everyone gathered around him. So first he greeted everyone upon his arrival. This is his arrival in Braj, beginning of Chaitra. And then, very friendly and amicably, he greeted everyone, and then he took a little rest. Then he sat down, and everyone gathered around him for satsang. With voices faltering out of love for Balaram, Prema Gadgadaya, those cowherds who had dedicated everything to the lotus-eyed Krishna asked about the health of their dear ones in Dwarka. And Balaram, in turn, asked about the welfare of the coward men. Then it says, the Gopas said, "O Rama, are all our relatives doing well? Do all of you, with your wives and children, still remember us? Are our friends, the Yadavas, are they doing well? Are they happy in Dwarka? It is our great fortune that the sinful Kansa has been killed, and our dear relatives are freed. And it's also our good fortune that our relatives have killed and defeated their enemies and found complete security in a great fortress." So this is the statements of the Brijbasis. They're very happy to hear the good news about their relatives. So after honored to have the personal audience of Balaram, the young gopis smiled and asked Balaram, "Is Krishna, the darling of the city women, living happily?" In other words, when Mother Yashoda and the elderly gopis and the elderly coward men, when they asked Balaram about Dwarka, what's the situation in Dwarka and with the Yadavas, how are the Yadavas? They defeated their enemies, this and that. I'm glad to hear they're living in a big palace in Dwarka. And then after dealing with all the seniors, according to rank and status, senior and elder people, and then the Abala. Then Balaram glanced at the gopis. And the gopis didn't, they cut it right to the quick. They went right to the point. They said, listen, how is Krishna? The first thing came out was, Balaram, tell us about Krishna. How is our darling, our Prayasi? What is it? What do they say in Sanskrit? It says, Putra Sri Janavalava. Kachit Aste Sukham Krishna Putra Sri Janavalava. So they're just saying, how is our Krishna? Is the darling, oh yeah, they're calling him Sri Janavalava. They're saying, your brother, this is interesting how the gopis asked this question to Krishna, I mean to Balaram. When they met Balaram, they said, they didn't say, how is Krishna doing? How is your younger brother, Agraja, younger brother?
Anuja.
Anuja, how is Anuja, how is your younger brother doing? Well, they said, how is Sri Janavalava? This is called Parokshavad. Parokshavad means indirect statement, which has so much rasa and so much more implication and meaning in it. Instead of just, because he could think, well, who, what, which Sri Janavalava are you talking about? Sri Janavalava is Sri Janavalava means that lover, that Valav, that lover of the ladies, the Sri Jana, the ladies over there in Dwarka. So this Valava, the shade of this word Valava, is saying, how is the lover of the ladies of Dwarka, that lover doing? Because they're remembering him in that context. They're not remembering. They're remembering Krishna as, why do they say Sri Janavalava? Because they know Krishna as Gopi Jana Vallabh. Gopi Jana Vallabh. We just sang, isn't it? Jairada Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha. Right? Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. He's been stolen by the... He's there. He's our Valava. How is our Valava doing? How is our Gopi Janavalava? Sri Janavalava? We don't care. Krishna says, the smiling of the gopis was a sign of their unmad. It says in the Sanskrit, hasya. Gopyo hasantya. They were smiling. Why were they smiling? Because they were mad. Sometimes mad people, when someone's crazy or mad, they go... you see someone running around like that smiling, there's only two options. Either he's a Hare Krishna, and one option is he's a Hare Krishna, or he's Pagal. Or the third option is he's both. He's a Hare Krishna Pagal. Hari Bol! Bhagavan Sri Krishna Ki! Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki! So which one are you? Are you Pagal? Which is the best? Now let's take a survey. Which is the best? To be Pagal? To be a Hare Krishna? Or to be a Pagal Hare Krishna? Acha? Okay, many crazy men here. Anybody that's not crazy, you should leave now. You still have a chance. If you stay any longer, you may become Pagal. They're all sub-Pagal, hey. And Pagalini. If there's a Pagal, there's Pagalini. So Vishnu is saying, why are they smiling? Just says they're smiling. Doesn't say, just says they're smiling. The Sanskrit says they're smiling. Gopis are smiling. So if you read the Sanskrit, gopis are smiling. But then the acharyas who are Rasika and Bhavuka, Rasika Vaishnavas, they say, did they ask the question, well, why are they smiling? Why aren't they frowning? They could be frowning, they could be crying, they could be doing so many things in their faces. But they're smiling when Balaram's looking at them and they're speaking. Because they're unmad, prem unmad. Remembering Krishna, they're going mad. They were already mad, now seeing Balaram, they become doubly mad. The smiling of the gopis was a sign of their unmad, transcendental madness and prem. Otherwise, how is it possible for such extremely shy girls? Laja, right? Laja. Such extremely shy girls suffering from such intense pains of separation from Krishna, how is it possible for them to smile in front of Baladev? Of course, this is all about culture, which we've kind of lost. But in culture, if someone comes in front of their lover's older brother, they will be rather shy. If a girl comes to meet the older brother of her lover, she will be very lajja, very shy. This is natural mentality. At least it was. Nowadays, a girl comes in front of her lover's older brother. She says, "Hey, big boy." Older brother, younger brother, all the brothers. But the gopis, because Balaram is there and everyone's gathered, so Krishna's gopis have come there, so they're a little shy in front of him. So they wouldn't. If you're shy, you don't smile. You look. You're rather reserved. Their faces would look down, like this, very shy. Maybe talking, but looking down. But they're smiling, and which is not a smiling. When someone's smiling, this is not an expression of shyness. It means there's some ulas or some happiness coming. So he's saying they're smiling, even though this is out of character. This is out of character for these shy girls to smile at this time, at this juncture in time, at this type of meeting. They shouldn't be smiling. So why are they smiling? Why? Because unmad, uttamada. They're experiencing uttam, the topmost pitch of madness. Mada means intoxication or madness. They're so much mad because Balaram is simply a white Krishna. What is Balaram? Balaram is a white Krishna. We have a black Krishna and a white Krishna. Balaram is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. He's the same. Same to same. There's no difference. So when they see Balaram, it's a very strong Udipan, reminder of Krishna. He's an elder brother. So there's so much become mad. Balaram understanding that this smile was an expression of the gopis Mahabhav, Divya Unmad, because you can be Unmad, you can be really crazy, Unmad, Uttam crazy, topmost crazy person, but it's not Divya, it's material. Divya means transcendental. Divya Unmad, Mahabhav. So the gopis were experiencing this, and Balaram understood. So he gave them respect. He showed them proper respect and regard, because these are his younger brothers' beloveds. Thus it is described that Balaram Adrita, the word in Sanskrit Adrita, Adar, like Adrita, he honored them with affectionate glances, Ramasandarshan, because Balaram knew that these gopis were the dearly beloved devotees of Krishna, and they were filled with pure love for his younger brother. The gopis asked, "Is Krishna happy in Dwarka?" Balaram replied. How did Balaram reply? Because the verse is not telling, but the tika is telling. Gopis asked a question. It's an open question. Shukadeva's not giving the answer in the next verse. He's just giving more questions. Balaram gave a beautiful reply, which would be the perfect reply that any elder brother, this is the perfect answer that any elder brother could give to the girlfriends of his younger brother. The girlfriends, the gopis, they asked the older brother, "How is Krishna doing in Dwarka, 2,000 kilometers away from Vrindavan? How is he doing?" And what did Balaram say in reply? He said, "How can Krishna be happy being separated from you?" That was the perfect answer that anyone could have given. Full of affection, full of prem, and this is exactly the words that the gopis wanted to hear. Balaram knew exactly every beat of their heart, what they were demanding, what they were needing at that moment, what they needed to hear, what they needed to feel. So he by that statement, he brought Krishna to their hearts. Those words created the form of Krishna, came in that vibration. He manifested Krishna there at that moment. How can Krishna? There's no question. It's impossible. Is it possible for Krishna to be happy separated from the Braja gopis? It's impossible. Of course, they know that. That's already implied in the gopis' statement. Oh, is he happy? Is he happy in Dwarka? Because that's the friendly inquiry. But they know that Krishna can't be happy without them. But duty carried them away. This was the Leela, Mathura Leela, Dwarka Leela. The gopis replied, when Balaram said that, the gopis replied, Krishna is enjoying with many beautiful women in the city. This is the, because the word is Sri Janavallabh. That's the Sanskrit in the shloka. And then this is brought out by the commentator. The gopis are saying, yes, Krishna's in Dwarka. He's enjoying with many beautiful women in the city. So how could he be suffering any unhappiness in separation from us common village girls? We're just gaon walis. Gaon walis. We're gopis. We're cowherd girls. He's with the big city slickers. He's with the big ladies from the city. Very posh. Very fashionable. Very posh. They go to the hairdresser every day and they go to the beauty parlor and get their nails done. And they get malish and eat all rajbhog and lots of ghee and all kinds of moisturizers and tenderizers and conditioners and this and that. I don't know, whatever. They do all this stuff. Condition, recondition, moisturize, and dehydrate and hydrate. Try and try again. But the gopis, they just bathe in the Jamuna and they brush their hair and they dance with Krishna. There's no conditioners, there's no protein-enriched shampoos, and there's no milk baths, and there's no hairdressers and all this heavy-duty stuff. They just look naturally beautiful. They're the most beautiful damsels in creation, and they love Krishna. But they're simple. So the gopis are saying, but now Krishna's in Dwarka, all these fancy ladies with moisturizers and hairdressers and big 25, 50,000 rupee silk dresses. We wear these little langra and this, that, gopi dress and Rajasthani style, very simple, cotton, village girls. We just wear some flowers from the forest. We don't have any hiramala, ruby necklaces, diamond necklaces like the Dwarkavasis. We have this gunjamala and this champa and bailey and mogra and gulab and kadamba and judy and all these flowers. We're so simple. So he must be having a great time in Dwarka. So certainly he must be happy. The Negwan. Kachit smarati va bandun pitaram mataram chasa apyaso mataram jastum satkrit apya yagamishyati api va smarate smakam Anuseva Mahabhuja. The gopis go on with their line of question. Does Krishna remember his family members, especially his father and mother? Do you think he will ever come back, even once, to see his mother? And does mighty armed Krishna remember the service we always did for him? And Vishnath, he draws out the commentary, he says, they also said this. Well, Krishna may not remember us. Because that's what the first question was. How is Krishna doing? Okay, Krishna maybe doesn't remember us because he has all these Sri Janavallabh. But perhaps he remembers his relatives, his mother and father, Yashoda Nanda. We know for a fact that women of the city cannot... Vishnu is actually saying, this is what the gopis are really saying. Actually, we know that these city women, they cannot be better than us at giving Krishna conjugal pleasures, which means rati vilas. Krishna must remember us for making our flower garlands and making fans, beds and canopies of flowers, pushpa palang. We used to make flower beds for Krishna with flowers and stems of lotuses. And then we make a canopy of all flowers, and very beautiful, in the Nikunj. Nibrita Nikunj, very private Nikunj, mandir. Now he's in Dwarka, fancy, big, thick mattress, big brass bed with crystal pillars and gold pillars and solid silk with strings of pearls hanging down around the canopy, silk canopy over his bed. Moti mala hanging down all around. Big. But this is not what we would offer Krishna. This is not what we would give him. Does Krishna sometimes remember the services that we did for him? We do not know if Krishna's strong arms are still smeared with kunkum and unguents now that he's no longer attached to us. Because the gopis collect all these wonderful fragrances, the chandan and kunkum and musk, kasturi, from the forest, and they anoint their bodies, their transcendental bodies, with this. And when they're with Krishna, then it comes to him. It comes gopi prasad. But they don't have these things in Dwarka. They're surrounded by the ocean. There's all sand over there. They don't have all these special things they have in Vrindavan. Vrindavan has many special things. It's called the Braj Bhushanam, the ornaments of Vrindavan. The flora and fauna, the trees and flowers and plants and the herbs and spices are very special. It's a forest. It's a jungle. And Dwarka is not a jungle. Dwarka is a puri. Dwarka puri. Puri means big city. Palaces, gold, roads, everything. This is a jungle, forest. Jungle has special things. We do not... In other words, the gopis are saying, we cannot imagine to what extent Krishna is involved in conjugal dealings now that he's separated from us. The thing is that we'll leave this, because we'll leave the Srimad Bhagavatam here and go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because by the mercy of Nitai and Gaur, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can have develop some adhikar or some qualification to actually understand these very esoteric pastimes of the 10th canto. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. But so now, when we read about Krishna's pastimes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're mixed. Krishna's pastimes are Madhurya, but the gopis are Madhurya Leela. Very sweet, very confidential, very misunderstood, and very difficult to understand. Achintya Tattva, inconceivable topics. So that's the hiddenness, the Gupta aspect of Madhurya Leela. But when Madhurya Leela mixes with this special feature of Chaitanya's mercy, Madhurya becomes Audarya. And Audarya means, the word Audarya starts with A. A-U-D-A-R-Y. Audarya. Madhurya becomes Audarya. So that A stands for accessible. Audarya Leela makes Madhurya Leela accessible. Accessible means we can enter there. Pravesh. Leela Pravesh. First, Gaur Leela Pravesh, then Radha Krishna Leela Pravesh. Gaur Leela Ne Pravesh, Radha Krishna Ne Pravesh. It's like this. So Gaur Leela is also our nitya, our eternal position to be in Gaur Leela. But in Gaur Leela is a very interesting thing, because today is Krishna's Vasant Utsav. So as we heard that Balaram came in Dwarka Leela, of course in Raj Leela. But in Braj Leela, when Krishna and Balaram were here, on this day, this is also Purnima, and a very special pastime here happened in Govardhan. Because in Govardhan, Krishna has his Vasant Ras. And this is Vasant Purnima, this is Chaitra Purnima, Vasant Purnima, full moon of the spring. It's the last full moon. There's been two full moons. This last full moon of the spring. So Krishna goes to Govardhan, to the Rasastali near Puncheri, and he has his Rasa Leela with all his gopis. Radharani, Lalita Vishaka, etc. And the Gita Govinda by Jayadeva Goswami describes that Rasa Leela very beautifully in Sanskrit poetry. Of course, it's the most intimate shastra. But Chaitanya Charitamrita is also describing that Vasant Leela. So on our calendar today it says Krishna Vasant Utsav, the festival of Krishna's Vasant Leela, which is this Rasa Leela. And the section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita is Adi Leela chapter 17, where Lord Chaitanya is in his pastimes. It's called his Kaishor Leela. This is Lord Chaitanya's Kaishor Leela in Navadvipa before he took sannyas. And when he came back from, got initiated, then he closed his Sanskrit school, then he was entering deeply into Brajabhav and starting to fulfill his reasons for coming as Lord Chaitanya to taste the four rasas of Vrindavan. So in that section, Krishna's Kaviraj starts explaining about the unique position of the gopis. So in this section, you'll hear that during the spring, this Vasant Utsav, that the gopis met Lord Narayan. And then some of the gopis, then Radharani met Lord Narayan. And then, so then there's some points that are being described here, and we'll just read these verses, and we can spend 5 minutes. We won't get into much discussion. So this is Adi Lila, chapter 17, this is verses 282 to 287 or so, about 8 verses. Vasan kale rasa lila, kari govardhane, antardhana kaila sanket, kari radasane. During Vasant Kal, the springtime, when the rasa dance was going on at Govardhan, Krishna suddenly disappeared from the rasa dance, indicating that he wanted to be alone with Radharani. Nibritta nikunj, nibritta nikunjavasi, deki radar bhat, anveshite ailatahan, gopikaratat. Krishna was sitting all by himself in a nibritta nikunj. It sounds so much better in Bengali. This is Bengali. Hindi is the same thing, I think. Nibritta. Nibritta nikunj. We say in English, solitary bush. Okay. A solitary bush. Solitary grove. Nibritta nikunj. He was sitting there waiting for Radharani to pass by. But while he was searching for Radharani and waiting anxiously for her to come, the gopis came there. A group of gopis came there. They were approaching there. They saw. Dora haite krishne deki mali gopi gan e deka kunjer bitar brajendra nandan. Oh, look, see, look. Gopis, look over there. In the distance, Krishna's in the kunja. There's Nanda Nandan. Let's go. Gopigan deki krishna haila sadvas lukaite narila bhaye haila vivash. As soon as Krishna saw the gopis in a distance pointing towards his hidden place, because he was hiding, he was struck with emotion. He could not hide himself, so out of fear he became motionless. Baye hoila vibhas. Vibhas. Now, this is God. God's becoming bhayam. Krishna's becoming afraid of Yashoda. Krishna's afraid of his mother. Oh, don't beat me. Please, Yashoda, put that stick down. Oh, don't hit me. Oh, don't hit me. I won't steal yogurt again. Oh, he's crying, rubbing his eyes, and his cudgels coming down his eyes and his face. He's shaking in fear and trembling. Oh, please don't hit me. God is fearful. And fear is one of the contaminations of material consciousness. Fear, hunger, thirst, illusion, death. All these are the contaminations of materiality. But God is also fear. And here he's afraid of the gopis. Oh, the gopis? They're going to discover my nibritta nikunj. Because I left all the gopis. I left 16,000 gopis to be alone with Radharani. But now my plan is being foiled. So these Krishna's thinking, I have to do something fast. Before they spotted my place. They found me. They're going to be here in a minute. So what did he do? Chaturbhuja murti dadi achenavasya Krishna deki gopikai nikate asya. Krishna suddenly assumed Chaturbhuj Narayan. Krishna turned into Chaturbhuj Narayan. Because he's Sarva Avatari. Krishna's Sarva Avatari. All the avatars are within Krishna. Das Avatar, 24 Narayan Vishnu avatars. Every avatar is in Krishna. So now he adopted Chaturbhuj Narayan Rup. He's showing there's no more Krishna. It's Narayan Nibritta Nikunj. Narayan Bitar, Nibritta Nikunj. Narayan has gone inside the hidden kunj. Oh, then the gopis came and they saw Narayan and they looked at him and spoke. It says they looked at him. Krishna Deki Gopikai. They didn't pay pranams. they looked at Narayan. Okay, Narayan. Oh, Narayan. Could you imagine if you were walking in the forest and saw God? You're walking along the forest one night and you see God. Huh? God, huh? It's okay, Narayan. Because they're in Nara Lila. They don't know it's Krishna. They have no idea it's Krishna. Now it's Narayan. What happened to Krishna? I don't know. What happened to Krishna? Ihan Krishna, Ihan Narayana Murti, Eta Bali Tanre Sabe Kari Nati Stuti. The gopi said, he's not Krishna. We were mistaken. This is Chaturbhuj Narayan. After saying this, they offered obeisances and the following respectful prayers. Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan, Deva Karaha Prasad, Krishna Sangha Deha Mora Kuchaha Vishad. O Lord Narayan, This is the prayer. They didn't, usually when demigods come before Lord Narayan, they say, you're the cause of all causes, you're the greatest, you're everything, you've created the universe. And they go on all these stuties about his Aishwarya, about the Aishwarya Vibhuti, the great opulence and power of Narayan, all the demi, Brahma, Shiva, all these prayers they offer. When the gopis come, what's the first prayer they offer? Here's their prayers. Oh Narayan, please, Dandavat. Oh Narayan, oh Namo Narayan, Dandavat. Please be merciful to us. Give us Krishna Sangha. Give us Krishna's association. And thus vanquish our lamentation. Vishad. Guchaha Vishad. Krishna Sangha. The demigods never pray like that. They offer all these prayers, all these stutis. You're great, this, that. And at the end, after the demigods, you can see in the Bhagavatam, the demigods offer so many prayers to Krishna and Narayan. And at the end, what do they say? Please protect us. They offer so many prayers. Blah, 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 blah. You're the greatest, and that, and then. Lord Vishnu, please protect us from Hiranyakashipu. After 50 prayers about, you're so great, and you're so wonderful, and you created this, and did this, and everything's within you, and out you, and you're everywhere, and you're nowhere, and this and that. And please protect us! Please protect us! And the gopis, they don't, no glorification, no stuti, no mahima stuti, nothing. But the Narayan mahima, about the glories of Narayan, they just get right to it. Hey, Narayan, no more Narayan, hey. Where's Krishna? Give us Krishna Sangha. We're lamenting. So immediately they say, do something for us. You're this, that, we don't care. Do something for us. You're the creator, you're God, you're the creator, the maintainer, God, whatever you are. Look, if you can do something, then do this. If you can't do that, then jao. Ryan, jao. Fatafat. Prabhupada's purport. Now, Prabhupada, if anybody knows the heart of the gopis, Prabhupada knows the heart of the gopis. If you listen to the vintage tapes of Prabhupada singing bhajan, Prabhupada is so much absorbed. Sometimes he's singing this song. It's very funny. It's from 1968. Jaya Radha Madhav. He says, Jaya Radha Madhav. He says, Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dari. Then he's singing that, Gopi Jana Vallabha, which is a song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then in his own ecstasy, he starts singing, Braja Jana Vallabha, Braja Jana Vallabha. And all the disciples, they repeat, Gopi Jana Vallabha. Prabhupada is saying, Braja Jana, and all the disciples are singing back, Gopi Jana. So this is called, Alankar. It's called Alankar. In bhajan, it's called Alankar, where you add one line, or you add another line, or add a phrase. It's called Bhavalankar in Sangeet. Sangeet Bhavalankar. You actually add one line, and the people can hear what you're saying, usually they repeat. So in this vintage tapes, Prabhupada's saying, Gopi Jana, and then he says, Braja Jana. Because Prabhupada, when he remembered the gopis, and he remembered all the Braj, then he thought of all the Braja Jana. Yashoda's a Braja Jana, and Balaram's a Braja Jana, and the gopas. So Prabhupada, he knows the heart of the gopis. So what has he said? He said, the gopis were not happy by seeing the forearm form of Narayan. Yet they offered the respects and they begged him for a benediction of achieving the association of Krishna, such as the ecstatic feelings of the gopis. Etabali namaskari, ngila gopigan, hena kale radha asi, dila darashan. After saying this and offering obeisance, the gopis disappeared. They all dispersed. They offered obeisances and they said, if you can do something, do this. And then they left. They didn't waste any time with Narayan. Puja, flowers, no, forget that. There's no arti, no Narayan arti. You see Narayan, okay, Narayan, no, Dandavat. Listen, can you give us Krishna? And he was like, because if he speaks, they're going to know that it's not Narayan, it's Krishna. Krishna's black, Narayan's black. But Krishna has dui buch, do buch, and they have... this is Narayan. Okay, Narayan, can you get Krishna Sangha? Layla, Dedo. Nay? Okay, bye. So then they left. They dispersed and went on to look for Krishna. This is their what they're doing. Then, Hena Kale Radha Asi Dila Darashan. Then, because that was some other gopis, now Radharani came before Chaturbhuj Narayan. Radha Deki Krishna Tanre Hasya Karite Se Chatur Bhuja Murti Chahena Rakite. When Krishna saw Radharani, Radha Deki, Krishna Hasya, he wanted to maintain the Chaturbhuj form to joke with Radharani. Because lovers like to joke with each other. So Krishna now is in this disguise and Radharani's coming. So he says, oh, here comes Radharani. I'm going to play a joke on her. I'm going to pretend I'm Narayan and see what she does. Let's watch this. Okay. And then Radharani comes. Lukaila dui bhuj radara agrete bahujatna kaila krishna narila rakite. But when Radharani appeared before Krishna, he could not maintain his chaturbhuj form. He was forced to withdraw his two arms. He tried his best to keep four arms in front of Radharani, but he was completely unable to do so. Srimati Radharani ki. Why is that? All the other gopis came. The other gopis are his premi sangis. They're his beloveds. They're his gopi janavalava. It says, gopi janavalava. They're his valabs. But then there's a pranam prayer to Krishna. What is the pranam prayer we say to Krishna? Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute. We always save the best for last. We always save the best for last. It says, Gopikanta? Okay. Gopikanta, he's a lover of thousands and millions of gopis. Gopikanta. But of all those gopis, don't forget, there's one special gopi. There's one that's differentiated. One that's singled out from all the other gopis. Gopikanta, Radha Kanta. So the prayer ends on that. Madhuram Samapayat. Madhuram Samapayat. Everything should end on a sweet note. So that prayer, the end of that prayer is the sweetest note. The sweetest note in creation is this note. This note. Radha. Radha, Radha, Radha. So, Gopi Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute. That's the pranam prayer to Krishna. So when the other gopis came, he could fool them and maintain his disguise as Chaturbhuj Narayan. But when Radha came, he could not maintain his disguise. Because she is that special kanta. She's a special kanta. She's very special kanta. She's that special kanta of Krishna. So what is the reason? Why? What does Radharani have that the other gopis don't have? What gives her that power, that force? To Krishna had a mind. He had set his mind. I'm going to joke with Radharani. Now watch me. Wait a minute. What's happening? I can't hold my form. Hey, come on. Boing. Tribhanga Lalitam. Tribhanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham. Tribhanga Lalit. Lalitam. Dear Lalit Krishna. In front of Radharani, Krishna becomes the most dear Lalit. Radharani brings out the supremacy of Krishna's dear Lalit character. Dear Lalit. So what is the answer? This is the answer. Radhara Vishuddha Bhav Achintya Prabhav Ye Krishnara Karaila Dvi Bhuja Swabhav. The Prabhav, everyone knows, the same as Hindi, right? Bengali, Hindi, Sanskrit, very similar. Prabhav. The Prabhav, the influence of Radharani's Vishuddha Bhav. Vishuddha, Vishuddha Bhav. That pure, selfless, intense, fully dedicated love that resides in the heart of Radharani. Like no other gopi. It's called Vishuddha. Vishuddha Bhav. That Vishuddha Bhav is her Madanakya Mahabhav. Vishuddha Bhav. And that presence, that force is so inconceivably great that it forced Krishna to come to his original two-arm form. Rasa Ramba Vidoni Lila Vasata Kunje Mrigakshi Ganair Dristam Gopayatam Sam Udara Diya Yasushtu Sandarshita Radaya Pranayasya Hanta Mahima Yasya Shriyaya Rakshitam Sasakya Prava Vishnu Napi Harina Nasich Chatur Bahuta. Rupa Goswami has a verse in Ujjvala Nilamani, which Krishna's Kaviraj is using as support or praman to back up his statements by quoting the Rasacharya Rupa Goswami from his Ujjala Nilamani to show the same point in the Sanskrit verse to support his point. Prior to the rasa dance, Krishna hid himself in a grove, in a nikunj, to have fun. When the gopis came there, their eyes resembling mrigakshi, the eyes of a deer. By his very sharp intelligence, Krishna exhibited his beautiful forearm form to hide himself from the gopis. But when Radharani came there, Krishna could not maintain his forearm form in her presence. This is the wonderful glory of Radha's love. Radha Pranaya Mahima. Radha Pranaya. Sneha Man Pranaya Bhav Rag Bhav Mahabhav. Sneha Man, like this. So it's Radha Pranaya Mahima. The greatness of Radharani's Pranaya. Her love is so great. So this particular section, Chaitanya Charitamrita, is showing Krishna's Vasant Ras. And in this particular episode, the great glories and unique position of Srimati Radharani is shown. How her love can defeat all the other gopis. And how, there's 2 points, so many points, but 2 points is the greatness, the Radha Pranaya Mahima, the unique speciality of Radharani's pure love for Krishna, such intense dedication, absorption, and surrender to the happiness of Krishna, that she defeated all the other gopis. And not only that, it also shows the supremacy of Krishna Rup. The Swayamrup Krishna, Damodar Madhav, Vrijendra Nandan, the supremacy of his form over Narayan. Because when the gopis see Narayan, they're not attracted. There's no attraction. But when they see Krishna, they become completely attracted. So Narayan form was not able to attract them. They were only interested in Krishna. But Lakshmi Devi herself, which is told in another place in Chaitanya Charitamrita, she came to Vrindavan, and today she's living in Srivan. Srivan is called Balvan, which is across from the Yamuna, from Keshigat, about a half-hour walk. She's there doing austerities. There's a murti of Lakshmi, Lakshmi murti like this. She's sitting in Padmasana with her hands folded. Begging. Lakshmi Devi has become a beggar in Vrindavan. What is she begging for? She's begging for the love of the gopis. Because she has become attracted to Krishna. Lakshmi has left Narayan. Because the attractiveness of Krishna is far superior to her own husband. Although Narayan is only another feature of Krishna. So in one sense, Narayan is also Krishna. But Lakshmi, she left Narayan because she was so attracted to the rasa dance. And this form of Narayan, this Krishna form, that's how she's thinking, Lakshmi's thinking, that I'm too much attracted. So she left to do austerities. So Lakshmi leaves Narayan because of her attraction to Krishna. But the gopis never leave Krishna because of attraction to Narayan. So this is told here. Today is the appearance day of Vamshi Vadan Thakur. And he was an associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He lived in Navadvip. And it's said that he's the incarnation of Krishna's Vamshi. Everything in the spiritual world is conscious. And those conscious entities, they take different forms. There's no unconsciousness in there. There's no. Everything is aprakrita vastu. It's all transcendental substance. So, because everything is conscious and consciousness can take different forms. Sometimes consciousness is the form of a person or the form of a flute. Everything is transcendental and conscious there. So Krishna's Vamshi, when Krishna came into Gaur Lila, when Krishna became Gaur, then his Vamshi said, "Oh, I want to come also." And Lord Gauranga said, "But I'm not going to play Vamshi. I'm not going to play Vamshi." "Well, what about me? I'm going to stay here, and you're going to Navadvipa. I want to come too." "Okay, you come too." So the Vamshi became Vamshi Vadan. Vamshi Vadan is a person. He's a Brahmin who lived in Navadvipa. So he was in Gaur Lila. And then it's told that he used to speak Hari Katha, and when he would speak Hari Katha, it was very, very sweet. Because Vadan means like prayer, or like this. Because he's a Vamshi. Vamshi means a flute, and everyone knows flute can make very sweet and melodious sounds. Flute music is very attractive. So then he took this form of a person, of a Brahmin in Gaur Lila, and then he spoke very sweet and relishable and attractive Hari Katha. And then after... was said, I think after Mahaprabhu left Navadvipa, then he was assisting in the puja of the deity of Vishnupriya. Vishnupriya's deity is Mahaprabhu. Dameshwar Mahaprabhu is in Koladvipa. He's across from Mayapur in the old place of Navadvipa, or Navadvipa city they call it, in Koladvipa. There's a deity of like this, of Dhameshwar. So he took care of it. And Shyamananda Prabhu, this is a very quick summary, obviously. But Shyamananda, he was a little sad. He was a very unhappy child. So his parents, they called him Dukhi. Duke, Sukh and Duke. Dukhi means unhappy. He was always frowning and crying. He wasn't very happy. Of course, there's an internal reason for that. He was Dukhi. So he was Dukhi. Dukhi Krishna was his name. And then when he got initiated by Ridai Chaitanya, initiated him, Ridai Chaitanya's eternal associate, the Lord, he changed his name to Krishna Das. Although sometimes people say Dukhi Krishna Das. Some biographies say that he was called Dukhi Krishna Das. But generally it's said he was actually called Krishna Das. So he came to Vrindavan on the order of his guru. His guru said he should go to Vrindavan and study the Rasa Shastra with Jiva Goswami. So his name was Krishna Das. He came to Vrindavan and he understood that you can only enter Vrindavan by humility. Dainya Bhav. Some humble service. Das. So he came to Vrindavan and he did Jaru Seva. Every day he was sweeping the footpaths of Seva Kunj area, Nidiban, just sweeping the footpath, because in the morning all the devotees are going here and there for Darshan and Nidiban, Seva Kunj, and there's these little gullies, Prem Gully, Don Gully, Man Gully, all these small little footpaths in those days. It was 500 years ago. There was no hard concrete roads, asphalt. It was all dirt, mitti pathways. So he was sweeping all the dried sticks and thorns so no one would get injured. So one day he found an ankle bell. One little ankle bell. One bell broke off from some lady's ankle bell. Some one little bell. And it was very effulgent and very attractive. Something very special about that bell, but he didn't know what. He just kept it very dearly. Then Radharani one day, she noticed in Nityalila, and Radharani and Nityalila, she said, "Oh, Sakhi, Lita Sakhi, last night in the Raslila, I was dancing with Krishna. I think one of my ankle bells fell off. And that's Krishna gave me those ankle bells. And they're so dear to me. Can you go find them?" So she dispatched the gopis and they went searching. And they came to Nidiban in the area of the Rasa dance, which is the likely place to look. And they were looking here and there. Then they found this sweeper person, Jaro Seva, Krishnadas. He said, "Oh, you're sweeping. You're cleaning up over here. So did you find, you're sweeping the Rasastali. You're sweeping this Rasastali area. And these are just two gopis." He doesn't know. Krishnadas says two gopis come because two things are overlapping here. One thing is Krishna Nityalila is interfacing with Krishnadas' Leela, which is 500 years ago. So keep this in mind. So these two ladies came and they said, Baba, you're sweeping. Did you find one ankle bell? Our Sakhi lost her ankle bell." You have to understand. He doesn't know their gopis from Krishna's Leela. He doesn't know their Lalita and Vishaka. He does, so okay, some Braj gopis, Braj chori, whatever. All right, Braj chori. He says, "Oh, gopi, yes, I found one ankle bell." And he said, "Okay, Dedo, give us an ankle bell." And he said, "Is it your ankle bell?" And they said, no, it's our Sakhi. It's our Priya Sakhi. We'll give it, it's our Priya Sakhi. You give it to us, we'll give it to her." No, I want to give directly. Something came in his heart. He just wanted to return this ankle bell to the proper owner. And they said, "Listen, Baba, it's not possible. Our Priya Sakhi is very busy and very far away. She lives in Barsana. She can't come all the way here to Seva Kunj to get this. You just give it. We came all this way. Why make her trouble?" Oh, Lali, Sakhi, I think I have to keep this ankle bell. Maybe I keep this bell." So they left. And they went, Priyaji, this is Baba. We found one Baba. This is Jaro Baba doing some Seva there. And he has your ankle bell. But he wouldn't give it to us." "Acha? You asked him?" "Yeah, he was very adamant. He said, 'I'm not giving.' He said, 'The owner must come.'" "Acha? TK." So then Radharani, she came with all the Sakhi Samaj. She came to Seva Kunj. And then she stayed behind one tree. She's a little Lajeshri. She stayed behind one tree. Then the two Sakhis came. "Hey, Jaro Baba, kahan? Jaro Baba, And Jarababa came. You know, Krishnadas. He said, that our Saki's there. You see her skirt, wind is blowing. She's behind that kadamba tree. Behind that tamal tree. You see that tamal tree? She's just there standing. She's there. You give to us. So then he said, Acha. Can she come over and collect it? So then Radharani, there's so many stories, three or four different stories actually about this Leela, this pastime. So then she came there and she said, you know, put her hand, says, you give your ankle bell? This ankle bell? It's my ankle bell. So then he took the ankle bell. And then this one story, he took the ankle bell because he was going to give it out now. And he took the ankle bell and he touched his forehead. It's not like this. Then he gave it to Radharani. Then she went back. And then later, when he went, looked in some darpan or something, he saw in his forehead, he saw this Nupur, it's called Nupur, Nupur Tilak. Nupur means ankle bell, Nupura. I think it's Bengali, Nupura. Nupura, Nupura Tilak. It's kind of open. You see sometimes it goes down like this and kind of open like this, and there's a little dot in the middle. The dot, the open part, there's an opening in the ankle bell. You have an ankle bell, it's a little round thing, a little opening, and inside there's a little ball that shakes around, ching, 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 ching. So that opening part made the tilak like this. And the ball inside made the little dot. So he got this tilak. And he said, what is this? And then he had this dream of Radharani coming and then gave him the name in the dream. He said, You gave me that ankle bell. We were not some ordinary Braj choris. We were not some lalis of Braj. That was my ankle bell. I'm Priyaji. Praneshwari, Radhika, and I came with Lita Mishaka, and I understand what a great devotee you are. So you should understand from now on your name will be Shamananda. So this dream he had that your name will be Shamananda. So then the next day he went to Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami Pad. I had this swapna, Radharani swapna, and Radharani Deki. Radharani gave me this ankle bell and she gave me this. Oh, you're so fortunate. So this is Shamananda. He became Shamananda Prabhu. And he started a sampradaya called Shamananda Sampradaya, which is a branch of the Chaitanya tree of Gaudiya Vaishnavism called Shamananda Sampradaya. So this is his Avirbhav Titi, his birthday, his appearance day. So we can remember these two great devotees and pray for their mercy that we could be so fortunate to see Radharani in a dream, or to see our guru in a dream, or to see Shamananda Prabhu in a dream, or what to speak of Sakshat Darshan, and pray for their mercy that we could become qualified someday. So now today we heard about associates of the Lord, we heard about the Lord, and we heard about the Holy Dham. So from day to day we should think, where is Radha and Krishna? Where are Gauranitai? Where are their associates? And what are they doing right now? And this should saturate our mentality and our hearts. And the more we hear about these subjects, the more we become attracted. The more we become attracted, the more we become attached. And we become completely attached to Radha and Krishna and Gauranitai, then we can leave this material world once and for all and go back home, back to Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.